I thank you for giving me this opportunity to come and have fellowship with you and also to share from God's word. For our meditation, please turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Once I read a thought-provoking statement like this. Some people are very poor. Only what they have is money. Some people are very poor. Only what they have is money. We won't call people who are with money poor. But we are so rich. We are rich in the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what the theme of letter to the Ephesians. The theme of this letter is believers' wealth in Christ. When we come to chapter 1 to 3, we see there we are rich in Christ. And also when we come to chapter 4 to 6, live a rich spiritual life based on the spiritual richness in Christ. That is what we see from 4 to 6. So when we come to chapter 5, here we read, because we are rich in Christ, how to enjoy this life? Our life is so wonderful. We have to enjoy this life because it is the gift of God. I remember when I was studying the book of Ecclesiastes, the message of Solomon is like this. Enjoy your life in the fear of the Lord within the limits of God. So the word of God permits us to enjoy our life, but that is within the limits of God, in the fear of the Lord. How can we really enjoy the life? When we are rejoicing in the Lord, when we really make use of the provisions that the Lord has given to us, we can really enjoy our life. Because we are rich in Christ, we are supposed to live a rich life. That is what the book of Ephesians asks us to do. So when we come to chapter 5, we see here, we are in a worship place. So like a worship house, praises should be raised from our lives. That is what we read in chapter 5, verses 1 to 7. Let me read that portion. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or any impurity or greed must not even be named among you as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. When we come to this passage, we see that because we are rich in Christ, because our life we are supposed to enjoy, we are supposed to worship the Lord and rejoice in our lives. Our life is the gift of God, and we have to keep our lives holy, and we must worship the holy God. Here it begins like this, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children. We know we are asked by the Lord in the scripture, imitate Christ and also imitate Paul. But we read, imitate our Heavenly Father, imitate our God. How we have to imitate? imitate God as beloved children. The children who love their parents, they will surely try to imitate them. So now we have someone to imitate, that is our Heavenly Father. Imitate God. When we are imitating Him, what is the way we have to walk? We read here, walk in love. So when we are loving our Father, Heavenly Father, if we are really trying to imitate God, God is love. So we have to walk in love. So we should live in love with one another. If we are loving one another, what will happen? We read here, just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. So now we have to live in love, and that love should be sacrificial love, because Jesus Christ, because of His love, He gave Himself up for us. So also, we must be ready to live a sacrificial life. So if we have real love, we will show for that love through our sacrificial love to one another. So when we are living in holiness, what we will do? Here we read, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. Our life will be a life of worship. By living in love, by living in this holiness, we will bring glory to the Almighty God. So if we are doing that, the following things, our time is limited, so I don't have time to explain that. Immorality, impurity, greed must not be even named among you. When we are loving our God, following Him and pleasing Him and loving one another, we will live a holy life and immorality will not be mentioned among us. So when we really love God, we will live a holy life. So our life will be a place of worship. When we live in holiness, when we live in love toward God and holiness, we can have true worship in our lives. So we read in the following verses, the following things should not be there. Then when we come to verse 5, for this you know with certainty that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. So when we live in unholiness, we can never have the inheritance in the kingdom of Christ. That is very clearly mentioned here. Many times we falsely think that when we are saved, we are going to reign with Christ. But the scripture very clearly says in 2 Timothy, if we suffer with Him, we will reign with Him. In the epistle to the Hebrews, it is very clearly mentioned. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10, it is very clearly mentioned. To have an abundant entrance into the kingdom of Christ, we have to live a holy life here. That is what the scripture very clearly says. So if we love our God, if we are imitators of Him, we will worship Him in holiness and we will walk in love and we will bring glory to Him, and in that way we will be living. So verse 6 says, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Now, these sons of disobedience can be the believers, not the unbelievers. When we are disobeying the Father who is in heaven, we are becoming the disobedient children. We know the unbelievers are called the sons of disobedience. When the punishment is coming upon them, it is very clear. But when we are the children of God, beloved children of God, if we are not obeying, the punishment that is given to the sons of disobedience will be coming upon us. So we must be careful. That is what this apostle says, let no one deceive you. We know Ephesian people were living in the city of Ephesus. That was known for the temple of Diana or Artemis. That place, all the people from everywhere, the whole world used to come there and indulge in the affairs of the world and the immorality and the pleasures of the world. And they thought that the having that pressure of life is everything. They used to destroy themselves. So Paul is telling, it should not be like that. Let no one deceive you. If you are living in unholiness and immorality, the Lord will punish you. The punishment that God gives to the sons of disobedience will come upon you. So let no one deceive you. If you are living according to the things of the world, you will be having the judgment from the Lord. That is why verse 7 says, therefore, do not be partakers with them. So we, people of God, the children, beloved children of God, are not supposed to partake with the people of the world. That is what the first portion says. So our life should be a worship place. We should live here as if we are living a holy life in the holy place. And we should keep our body as the temple of God, because the Spirit of God dwells within us. So we should live in holiness if we love our God. As beloved children of God, we should imitate Him. When we come to the second portion, from 8 to 14, there we again see our life should be like a workplace, should be fruitful. Not only living in holiness, we should produce fruit in our lives. From verse 8 to 14, let me quickly read. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Now, we know our life is like a field in which we are plants supposed to bring forth good fruits for the master. Our Lord has placed us in the field. And He gives us water and fertilizers, and He gives us light, and He wants us to grow and produce fruit. Now, here we read, for you were formerly darkness. Now, before our conversion, before accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we know we were darkness and we were in darkness. And we were producing the fruits of darkness. But verse 8, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. First we have seen walk in love, but now we are seeing walk in the light. Now walk as the children of light. We know if this place is lighter very much and the outside is darkness, suppose people are there in the darkness looking at us, they can very clearly see us. Whatever we do here is very evident to them, but we cannot see what they are doing. In the same way, the people of the world are observing us, what we are doing. We are not supposed to follow what they are doing, but they are really observing us. That is why they ask many times, being a Christian, can you do this? How can you such people do this? They are observing us. So we are in the light. We are the children of light. Now, formerly we were in darkness and we were giving for the fruits of darkness. But now we are light. So we have to walk as children of light. Now verse 9 says, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. So what should come forth from us? Goodness, righteousness and truth. So when we speak, we should speak truth. Never lie. When the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us, How can we lie? So speak truth to produce goodness. We have to do good always. And in this place we read, the fruit of light is goodness and righteousness and truth. Are we doing always these things? Let us check our lives and let us continue verse 10. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. The children of the light will always think about pleasing the Lord. We are supposed to walk in the light. By walking in the light, we have our Master, our God in heaven, our Lord. We have to please Him. So we have to please the Lord and walk in light. Now, verse 11 says, do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. Many times, we may not walk in darkness, but we are not willing to expose the things of darkness. When the believers are indulging in evil things, wicked things, and when they are doing the things of darkness, what we have to do as the children of light, we are supposed to expose them. It is very clearly said. So expose them. Then we're told, for it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. The children of darkness, what they are doing in secret is very, very disgraceful things. Our people, the children of light, should not do those things, what they are doing in secret. So we should be remembering always that we are the children of light. So, verse 13, but all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. So, we have to expose the things of darkness or the fruits of darkness when it is seen among the children of God. As the children of light, as the people who are keeping holiness in their lives should do that. Then verse 14. For this reason it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead. It is said to the believers, as we have seen about the disobedient children. Again we are seeing, awake, sleeper. The believers who are indulging in the things of the world and showing for the fruit of darkness, those people are called sleeper. Awake, sleeper. Where is he? He is sleeping where? In a very special place. Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead. So where is he sleeping? Sleeping among the dead. We know where this place, the dead bodies are kept. Suppose on Sunday a person is dead, and if he is supposed to be buried on next Saturday, naturally in our place, that dead body will be taken to a place called mortuary. That dead body is kept in a mortuary. Now, a believer, he is sleeping among the dead bodies. Will anyone of you sleep? Will anyone of you be dare enough to sleep among the dead bodies? No. But here what we see, the believers, they are sleeping. They are not dead. They are sleeping among the dead. So the Spirit of God is calling them, oh, sleeper, awake from among the dead. If you do that, what happens? We read there, verse 14, and Christ will shine on you. Now, we are the children of God. We are the children of Christ. We are the children of light. We should never become the children of darkness. We should not do the deeds of darkness. If we are partaking with the children of darkness, doing the deeds of darkness, what are we doing? We are sleeping among the dead. And if we are sleeping like that, Christ can never shine on us. The people of the world can never see the light of the Lord from us. So the believers are called by the Spirit of God. Awake! If you awake from your sleep, the Spirit of God will shine on you. The light of Christ will shine on you. And the people will see the light of the Lord from you. That is the second portion. Then when we come to verse 15 to 17, we see the third thing. That is, our life is like a marketplace. It is a business place. And we are indulged in a business. What is that? Verse 15 onwards. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, in verse 15, we read, therefore, be careful how you walk. So, we are supposed to walk in light. We are supposed to walk in love, in light. Here we read, walk in wisdom. Be careful how you walk. Now, we have to carefully walk. We have to carefully walk in wisdom. Why we have to walk in wisdom? It says, because the days are evil. Our time. We are living in a very, very difficult time. Even in India, when we send our children to the school, the young girls and boys, when we send them to the school, we are very much fearful until they come back. We know the issues that are going on. The days are evil. We cannot bring up our children as good Christian children among these societies. It is very, very difficult, challenging thing. So now, here it says, redeem the time because the days are evil. So our time is very precious. It is the gift of God. These days are evil. We have to walk carefully. We have to walk in wisdom. If we are walking in wisdom, we can make use of our time. We know the business people. Business people know the value of time very well. They go early to the business. And they know to make use of the time. If they go to a place for a business deal a little late, others will get that deal. So they will be very careful in using their time. Like them, we have to redeem our time. Make use of the time. Verse 16, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand that what the will of the Lord is. So, if we are walking carefully, if we are walking in wisdom, we will know the will of the Lord. So, walk in love, walk in light, walk in wisdom. Then when we come to 18 to 21, we read it is something like a banquet place where we are going and having different kinds of food and enjoying, you know. There we will be very selective in having the food. We know to some banquet places when people are entering, they may take some liquor and continue only with the liquor. They may not enjoy other food items. Actually, they have come into that banquet hall. They missed the beautiful things available there. We should not be like them. We should be very wise. What to eat, what to select and eat. So now, verse 18 to 21. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation. But be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Next in this portion, we read, walk in the Spirit, walk in love, walk in light, and walk in wisdom, carefully walk. Then we see, walk in the Spirit. When we are walking in the Spirit, what we will do? We will have a thankful heart. We will have a worshiping, a thankful heart before the Lord. And we will have a submissive heart. We will have a singing heart. We will have a praising heart. We will be the worshipers of God. When the Holy Spirit fills you and me, we will thank God for every blessings that He has given to us. We know in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, be filled with the Holy Spirit, it is written. Be filled with the Holy Spirit means be controlled by the Spirit of God. But when we go to Colossians chapter 3, 16, we see the synonym for the filling of the Holy Spirit, that is, be filled with the Word of God. When a person is filled with the Spirit of God, he will be filled with the Word of God. He will be controlled by the Spirit of God and he will be controlled by the Word of God. He will live a life according to the Word of God. So we have to redeem the time and be controlled by the Spirit of God and live a Spirit-filled life here. Then when we come to verses 22 to chapter 6, verse 9, we see how our life should be. Or here it explains about a place of family or a family, how it should be. We know if you have to have a successful family, a godly home, everyone should be spirit-filled. There, in the following verses, I don't have time to explain that. Wives, be subject to your own husbands. That is what in verse 22. 25, husbands, love your wives. Then in verse 6, chapter 6, verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Verse 5, slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters. Verse 9, and masters, do the same things to them and give up threatening. So, if our homes are godly, we will walk in submissiveness, submitting to one another. Walk in submissiveness. Wives, submit your husbands. Husbands, love your wives. Children, be obedient to your parents. And slaves, obey your masters. And masters, don't threaten your servants. If we do this, and if we are controlled by the Spirit of God, we will have a happy home and we will have a successful family life. This chapter speaks to us and encourages us to live a holy life and a thankful life. Because of my time is over, let me conclude this here. But I hope the Spirit of God will enable you to meditate this scripture portion again continually. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. My name is Saji A. John. I am from Kerala in India. And I do the ministry among the brethren in Kerala. And also I travel around all India. And I have traveled to Bhutan 2 times or Nepal 6 times. And to different other parts of India, sharing the Word of God. And God has given me opportunity to teach in different Bible colleges in India. I'm continuing these kinds of ministries. Continue to pray for me and pray for my family. I have my wife and 2 children. And my son has 17 years of age. And daughter is 15 years old. And she has completed her 10th. And the other one has finished his plus 2. And my close relatives are also full-time evangelists serving the Lord. So please continue to pray for me. Thank you for this opportunity. May the Lord bless us all and may His name be glorified. Thank you.